My apologies to those of you who are of the elder generation, and Charlton Heston is your favorite actor, because I have not seen the original Ben-Hur. Right, it's a flaw within me, and I hope to rectify that at some point. But I have seen the more recent version of Ben-Hur. I actually went to go see it in the theaters. And when my friend and I left the theater that night after seeing the newer version of Ben-Hur, he asked me if I noticed where Jesus was in the movie. Right, because if you're familiar with the story of Ben-Hur, it happens at the same time as Jesus' public ministry. Right, it's like Ben-Hur is like his story is kind of overlapping right on Jesus' own story. And so he asked me if I had noticed where Jesus was in the movie, and I was at a loss. Like, I did not notice where Jesus was at all within this movie. And he said, it's like, well, you remember that one scene where Ben-Hur and this other guy were talking about whatever plot point it was? Remember that scene? It's like, yeah. That was on Palm Sunday. Jesus was riding right behind them on his donkey. There was all these palms that were waving in the background, in the midst of it all. And I had totally missed it. I did not notice at all that this particular scene in the movie was happening right on Palm Sunday, right as Jesus is riding in triumphant into Jerusalem. And everybody else around him is singing Hosanna, right? Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But it was like in the midst of just Ben-Hur's story that Jesus is accomplishing such great things, right? Jesus' passion is happening just in the midst of Ben-Hur's story. And it was really easy to miss it. Right? I was reminded of this as I was thinking about the Stations that we're praying today and thinking about my own experience of praying the Stations of the Cross in Jerusalem. Right? In seminary, we have the opportunity to visit Jerusalem, to visit all of the Holy Land. And so if you've ever been to Jerusalem, you know that on Fridays, every single Friday throughout the year, the Franciscan friars will lead the Stations of the Cross that go all the way through the city. Right? It's not just in a church that they lead the Stations of the Cross, but they journey all the way through the city. There's particular spots, you know, kind of like we have spots set up through the church, but they set them up all throughout the city, right, to commemorate the Lord's Passion. Now, as seminarians, we were obviously going to do this, right? We were going to make the Stations of the Cross through the streets of Jerusalem, right, ending at Calvary itself, right, and at the tomb itself, right? But as seminarians, we're entering into this thinking, oh, this is going to be such a moving experience. This is going to be such devotion that's happening as we journey through the streets of Jerusalem, following in the very footsteps of Jesus. And I assure you, it was a far cry from that, which we were hoping for. Because everybody else in Jerusalem is just going about their day. It's a regular Friday for everybody else in Jerusalem. As the Franciscan friars, they make their way through the streets, and they have a certain time frame that they have to do all of this in, and so they pray the Stations like immediately when they get there. They don't wait for the whole train to come along. They get through it as quickly as they can, and they race off to the next station as quickly as they can. And like we learned after like the third station, okay, we can't stop and meditate at these stations. We will fall behind and get lost in the city. Right? It's not a very devoted experience, and there's so much going on around us, right? You hear the bustle of the streets. You hear cars honking up by the side. You hear all sorts of people hustling and bustling about and the shops that are making their deals. Everything of daily life is just going on. And here we are following in the footsteps of Jesus. Here we are recognizing that Jesus was made his way through these streets, and that's just a meditation in itself. That when Jesus took up his cross and went through the streets, made that first way of the cross, daily life was just happening in the city of Jerusalem. There would have been buying and selling all throughout that day. Crucifixion wasn't a daily occurrence, but it's not like it was an uncommon experience for them. People would have seen the soldiers leading on these criminals who were bearing their cross, and they're like, oh, yep, there's a crucifixion happening today. Okay, should I go watch it? Should I not? I don't know, right? It was a common experience for them. But because it's Jesus bearing his cross, even though it might be a common experience, it's not a common thing that's happening. Even in the midst of all of that daily life, even in the midst of all of that hustle and bustle, here is Jesus taking up his cross, being nailed to it, laying down his life, and being buried in the tomb. So that every other person who is buying and selling that day, who is just going about their day, so that his life would be poured into their lives. So that his blood poured out would free them from their sins. So that as their eyes would be opened to that through the proclamation brought by the apostles, they might realize Oh, I was just going about my day, but so much more was happening. And brothers and sisters, that can be the same for us. Right? Our experience of Jesus Christ crucified, we think of it oftentimes dramatically, sometimes romantically, right? That Christ is the bridegroom laying down his life for the bride. But he pours out his life, yes, into the dramatic moments of our lives, but he pours himself out right into the ordinary moments of our lives, or what we think are those common experiences. There Jesus pours himself out. Jesus pours out his life into that mother of her first child who's learning how to get up five times a night or more, right, to be able to take care of that child and how her heart is getting stretched in that way. Or the mother of that seventh or eighth child who this is the seventh or eighth time she's going through this and her heart is getting stretched even more. There Jesus is pouring himself out. Jesus is pouring himself out into that husband whose wife has the onset of dementia, and his husband now needs to be a particular caretaker for her, and he doesn't know how to make that transition. Jesus pours himself out into that place. Jesus pours himself out into the one who is so worried that their job it might not be there tomorrow. Jesus pours himself into that place. Jesus Christ pours himself out into the ordinary events of our lives so that we can know his redemption each and every day. So that it doesn't have to be the dramatic moments of our lives that turn us back to Jesus, but that we can know that his life is with us as we make each step through our days. Because he took each step bearing his cross through the ordinariness of the streets of Jerusalem. And so as we make our way of the cross today, we make our way in whatever way we find our lives so that we can see that Jesus Christ has poured himself out there right into the ordinary events of our daily life.